Hey, Amy Robeson here. Thank you for joining me on this podcast where we talk about spirituality, the awakening process, mental health, and so much more. Join me weekly to get your weekly dose of spirituality and medicine. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I'm so excited you are here. Have you ever been hurt where you're like, let me get back at you for doing that? I know I have. It's very common, especially in high school or grade school, or maybe you just grew up in a household where pettiness was a normal act. Whatever the case is we have the opportunity all throughout our lifetime to choose to react how we want to react to any given situation. It is an opportunity. You get a choice on how you choose to react. Sometimes people are going to do things to you where you want to take revenge. Like, it's a very normal response. I know I had an ex of mine where we would just go back and forth being petty, where you do something to me, I do something back. You do something to me, I do something back. And we would just go back and forth in this dance of pettiness, just ultimately caused us not to trust each other because there was no going back when you continue to create and behave in that particular way. I recently just had a situation happen where I was extremely hurt by someone's choices, and my thoughts after I processed my anger and my disappointment, my thoughts were like, you know what? If they're going to treat me like this, here's what I could do. And of course, I thought about what are those repercussions? What's the repercussions in those actions? Because there's always going to be a cause and effect in the actions you choose to take. And sitting with it, it's like, I would be hurt and other people would be hurt that didn't cause any of this to happen. And is it worth it? Absolutely not. It's not worth it. So pettiness, when it comes up like that eye for an eye, is an opportunity for you to look at, because there's nothing wrong with thinking about petty things you can do, because it's natural. It's a natural response to going, you know what? You hurt me. So let me think of how I can teach you a lesson. And those might not be the words that you're using. The problem with it is there is a karmic debt that you are going to pay if you choose to react in any given situation the way you're going to react. And the karma can be positive or negative or neutral. Karma is not always negative. I know that sometimes people think that it's always negative, but if we choose to, let's say, evolve, take the higher ground, look at things from a different perspective, it's a learning point. It's going to allow our soul to evolve. Versus if you choose to be petty and that causes harm to other people, not only to that one person or those sets of people, that is going to bring negative karma to you. And so let's look at it from another perspective. Oftentimes, when we are hurt, there's something else behind that hurt that we have not identified, and those are feelings. I was venting to a friend of mine about this situation that I experienced. And when I was venting, I expressed that I was disappointed. I expressed that I was angry. I expressed that I could do X, Y, Z, but this would actually cause more harm. And this particular friend replied back and said, "It sounds like you're really sad." And it did not even occur to me that I was sad, because I was so in my anger and I was so in my disappointment that I overlooked the sadness that I was experiencing. And this is why it's awesome to have someone that you trust, that you can vent to, have a sounding board, be able to talk and express yourself in a way that allows you to be seen and heard without being judged. I highly recommend this. Like, very much so. Doesn't matter where you're at on your spiritual path, having someone that is going to have your back and going to take a beautiful step back and look at the whole picture for you is a beautiful thing. And so when this friend said this to me, I was like, oh, yeah, I am. I'm feeling very, very, very sad. And I could see my inner child was so disappointed. It's like someone licked the red off of her lollipop. She was so sad because my expectation, my inner child's expectations weren't met. And when our expectations aren't met, it's really disappointing. It's super sad. And it is an opportunity when that happens for us to feel those feelings, even if we don't want to, because it's actually really healthy. Instead of going towards pettiness, which if I wasn't in a state of grounding, being in my body, also taking the opportunity to take a higher perspective. And higher doesn't mean better. It just means that I'm taking a bird's eye view. I'm looking at more perspectives than just the one that I am witnessing or experiencing in that particular moment. And when we give ourselves the opportunity to take a bird's eye perspective, it allows us to see things we might be blinded to. For example, maybe you're with a coworker and that coworker is supposed to be working on a project, and that project they're falling behind on. They're not talking about things. You can assume that that person's being lazy. They're not holding up their weight. And you can berate them, you can get mad at them, you can yell at them, you can say all these nasty things to this coworker, saying like, you're not holding up your end, da 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 da, you know. Or you can take a step back and go, I wonder what's going on in their life. I wonder if there's something that's causing them to not be as involved as they normally are. And hey, why don't I ask what's going on? And then maybe you find out their dog died, or they've been sick, or they just got some really bad news. You never know what's going on in someone else's life and why they're choosing to behave or to react or not do the things that they're supposed to be doing, because they might be going through something. And this is what I call the lens of love, being able to take an opportunity in any given situation and view things through the lens of love gives you the opportunity to evolve, gives you the opportunity to see through their lens, to take a step back and be in their shoes, or have the opportunity to consider other things that might be going on that might be impacting that particular person. And don't get me wrong, sometimes people are lazy. Sometimes people don't want to hold up their end of their responsibilities. Sometimes people are shallow, or they are in their wounded inner child and they're choosing to be petty, or they're choosing to not have or be in their power. And so they're behaving in a particular way that's not in congruence to your values. And that's the thing, is we always have the opportunity to grow. We always have the opportunity to grow. I'm gonna say that three times. We always have the opportunity to grow. And where we have the opportunity to grow the most is when we are knocked down, when we are disappointed, when we are angry, when we're sad, when we are not in a state of bliss or happiness. Those are the opportunities where we get to put our spiritual tools to the test, where we get to have the opportunity to look at things from a different perspective. We are here to feel things. We are here to experience all the array of the emotions. And when we do it in a healthy way, this is where growth comes. Also want to just say this, if you're like, you know what, that sounds great, but now I'm feeling really bad because I've chose to do X, Y, Z. I've chose to be angry and be petty or whatever. Forgive yourself, because that's part of the experience. I know I have done some really petty things in the past, and you know, it might have made me feel good at that particular moment, but at the end of the day, was it worth it? And most of the time it wasn't. And we have all made mistakes. It's how you choose to move forward from those mistakes. Forgiveness is a path, one aspect of our enlightenment, of our soul's evolution. And I'm not talking about forgiving others. I'm talking about forgiving yourself as well. Yes, we can forgive others, and that is really important, but it's not to give them forgiveness. It's to give yourself permission to let go of the feelings that have been grossly pushed down to the point where they are causing dis-ease within the body. And dis-ease within the body can show up in so many different ways. It can show up through illness. It can show up through emotional pain. It can show up through distraction or scatteredness. It can show up through physical ailments as well. The thing is it's not worth harming yourself over. It really, really isn't. I know that I have been through a lot in my life, and I have had a lot of emotional turbulence in my life, and that emotional and psychological abuse that I have experienced, and physical, mental, emotional, sexual, all of that plays into who I am today, plays into the perceptions that I have, plays into my trauma response, and I'm not in the right all the time. No one is in the right all the time. As much as we like to believe that we are in the right all the time, we're not. And that's why taking a step back, looking at it through a bird's eye view, having spiritual tools in your toolbox allows you to experience life in a different way and gives you permission to heal and to feel and to process and to integrate, so that you can live the best life you're meant to live without all the baggage. The baggage gets heavy. And when you start processing the baggage, it gets lighter and lighter. And then sometimes an old thing comes back for you to look at, and then it feels heavy. And this is just the cycle. And it's perfect. It's beautiful. We're not meant to be on cloud nine all the time. And I think that the more that we understand that, the easier it gets to process emotions in a healthy way. And for me, I'm actually quite proud of myself for considering the impact that if I would have chose to be petty, that this is what will happen. And it's not worth it. It's totally not worth it. With that also being said, this is the opportunity for me to voice, hey, that really made me sad, and here is why. And by being able to have that conversation, I can't guess how they're going to respond and what's going to happen, but by me speaking my truth, it does open the door for new opportunities for growth in the relationship, or new opportunities to set new boundaries. No matter what, there's an opportunity at hand, and I can't control how they're going to react. And no matter how much I believe that someone's going to react in a particular way, I have to give them the opportunity to prove me right or prove me wrong. And even if they chose to react in an unhealthy way, that's where I get to choose to react with boundaries. I get to choose to react in a healthy way that allows me to stand in my truth and allows me to protect myself in the way that I feel is the best way to protect myself. But it also gives the other person or people in the situation the opportunity to share their truth and have an alternative perspective that I might not have considered. It also opens up conversation and dialogue where healing can happen because there is a door for it to work through, for us to walk through. And if that conversation doesn't happen, that opportunity is not available unless choosing to speak up. And, you know, we always, there's all sorts of different ways to handle situations. Some people choose to say nothing and it hurts. Some people choose to fight, that hurts. Some people choose to do it in a healthy way where it's like rest, digest, and then have the opportunity to speak. And then that other person or those sets of people will have the opportunity to share. And remember that it's not always going to work out the way that you envision a particular scenario. And it is perfectly okay how it turns out, because guess what? It's how it's meant to turn out. And if you chose to honor yourself, you chose to speak up, you chose to share your values, you chose to share your perspective, you chose to share your feelings, you're making space for healing. And if they don't see that and they don't want the opportunity to do the same, that's okay too. We just have to make peace with it. So the next time someone upsets you and you want to take and be petty, ask yourself, how is that truly going to impact you? And is it going to impact anybody else? And is it worth it? Also, ask yourself, what are you truly feeling? Because that's what really matters. What are you truly feeling? And it can be more than one emotion. Choose to feel those feelings and it will set you free. It will totally set you free. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please make sure you like and subscribe and share this with a friend. See you in the next one. Bye.